You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to episode number 448 of Locked On Raptors for Thursday, January 10th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley, RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors. You can find links to every single episode. And, of course, make sure you're checking out the Locked On Podcast Network with team-focused shows for all 30 NBA teams as well as all 32 NFL teams. We've got Locked On Fantasy Basketball going strong with Josh Lloyd. We've got two Locked On Fantasy Football shows. I'm sure right now sort of doing post-mortem on the season and also some daily stuff while the playoffs are going on. Also, we've got Locked On NBA and Locked On NFL for your national perspective. Daily shows on that side as well. No shortage of stuff for you to listen to on the podcast network, so make sure you're finding a show that you like. And if you do, make sure you subscribe to it and rate and review on iTunes. It's the best way to support the show, and it's very much appreciated for people who watch the rankings like me, and it helps us, makes us more visible, all that good stuff. Also, if over the holidays you, like me, got a smart speaker, an Alexa, Google Home, something like that, you can use your smart speaker to play the Locked On Podcast Network. Just say to your smart speaker, hey, Alexa or Google Home, play podcast Locked On Raptors. And guess what? Locked On Raptors is just going to start playing. My voice will fill your room, and you will not have had to touch a single button. So make sure you're doing that if you got a smart speaker over the holidays, or if you have one and you haven't used it for that function before. It's very, very easy to get the Locked On Podcast Network onto your smart speaker. All right. On today's show, it's an off day. The Raptors don't play. I'm assuming there's a how hungry are you being taped today or yesterday. But that is not the reason we have today's guest on the show. We have a much more fresh and new and fun reason. Not that there's that many things more fun than how hungry are you, but this might be a contender. It is Katie Heindel. How's it going?
It's going great. I think it's an on day. When I think about what we're here to talk about,
and yes.
I'm very excited to get to it.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if this debuted on TV at any point, but it's on the internet, and it's very much on the internet over the last couple of days. There's a new ad featuring a pair of Toronto Raptors, and it's been a pretty dark history for Toronto Raptors in commercials. Obviously, there's the Primo Pasta and Sauce, there's Hito Turkoglu sitting on his couch and not acting at all. Noted bad person, Hito Turkoglu, sitting on his couch, not doing anything except for eating pizza and shrugging off Jay Triano's advice, as I'm sure was the case most of the time during his tenure with the Raptors, not just filming pizza commercials. It's been a rough go. Obviously, the GoDaddy curse exists, but I have high hopes for the most recent campaign that's come out featuring two Toronto Raptors. The two players are OG Anunoby and DeLon Wright, and the product is Sprite. And this commercial, Katie, I sent this to you. You replied with glee. Do you have initial responses, reactions to seeing DeLon Wright and OG Anunoby in a minute and a half long Sprite commercial?
It's not long enough. For starters. It's not long enough. I want to see more, and I agree with you. I think this could be the phoenix rising from the commercial ashes.
Yeah, there's been some really bad ones. I mean, there was even, like, the BMO basketball with Kyle Lowry that was really obnoxious and terrible.
Hated that one. Stupid ball.
Yeah, and, like, real glad Tangerine Bank took over. Shouts to the corporations. A different corporation took over the sponsorship of the Raptors. So there's no longer the annoying BMO ball, just some strange Tangerine commercials. But, it's been a long and dark history for Raptors and commercials. And I do believe this has kind of changed the tide a little bit. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play. Obviously, it's more of an audio, a video thing than it is an audio thing. But if you've seen it, I'm sure Raptors fans probably have seen it. If not, go watch it. And then you'll kind of know the audio cues that you're hearing as we go through here. I'll narrate as we go along if it's necessary. I can't remember just how much there is in terms of like audio cues for what's happening. So this might be strange. But I'm just going to play it. Sprite Lemon versus Sprite Lime with OG and DeLon.
Really refreshing. It's the lemon.
What, man? No, the lime.
I'm gonna challenge you to a one-on-one.
Oh, it's on.
So the first event is thumb wrestling, for people who don't understand or they don't announce it or anything like that. But thumb wrestling is what's going on now.
Your hands too big. Checkmate.
Chess.
Check that out.
No.
Rapping presents.
Lemon's still better.
No, it's not.
That's how it's done.
Making cupcakes or cakes in general.
I'll win.
Oh my goodness.
How did she even build that? It's one of my pastimes.
Birdhouse carpentry.
Gotcha. Never gonna happen.
Making balloon animals.
I think I got it.
I don't think you do.
Math.
How does that sound?
Not as good as this. That's refreshing. I guess it's lemon and lime.
Can't stay mad at you.
Friends?
Friends.
Oh, man. It's so good.
It's so good.
Like, what were you expecting when I sent this to you when you saw it was a DeLon and OG Sprite commercial? Like, with no context or anything like that.
Probably did. But I thought it would just be like, hey, do you like Sprite? Yeah. It's cool. Like, a really short bit. Or I guess I thought, I'm like, oh, is this going to be like the LeBron ones?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were still going with, like,
you don't want this. Sprite. It's very bad. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you to drink it. It sucks.
And I wouldn't have been mad if it was them at, like, a pool party. But yeah. It really exceeded all of those expectations.
Yeah, it's really perfect. Down to the wardrobe, DeLon's got the yellow wristband on. OG's got the green headband going.
And his short shorts. That was one of my favorite things about it. He's just wearing, they're like suited up. Like, DeLon's got his like tights on underneath. It's like, yeah, they were really like, we're going to look like we just played.
Yeah,
or
for
that
sure.
We're taking this as seriously as a game.
So they get to the head-to-head challenge thing. First of all, do you like their like on-screen presence there? I'm just going to play like the original exchange again. Oh, I should probably press volume on this.
Thanks to Lemon.
What, man? No.
That was really refreshing. Thanks to Lemon.
What, man? No. The lime.
I'm going to challenge you to a one-on-one.
Oh, it's on.
That was really refreshing. I'm not sold entirely by DeLon being totally refreshed by the lemon aspect of his Sprite. It's like a...
OG commits. Like, he really commits.
OG, I do find, is like the slightly more natural actor, as I think we'll come to learn as we go through this whole thing once again.
I think he's just like, he's being himself.
Yeah.
I think he's like, he's not really taking this as like, oh, we're filming a commercial.
Yeah.
I'm going to like be a different way.
Whereas DeLon's like in the process.
Yeah, yeah. He's like maybe a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I mean, DeLon does seem like the type who like doesn't love being like talking to people like on camera or in front of a mic. So like, credit to him for accepting this endorsement offer. I'm sure they were paid handsomely for this commercial, considering it's 90 seconds of airtime. I mean, I would assume they're getting paid by the second. At least I would hope so.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So they go into this one-on-one duel, and it. You think I thought it was going to be a game. I thought it was just going to be them playing one-on-one, like a lot of the Michael Jordan commercials from back in the day where he's just like in a gym by himself with like Spike Lee saying stuff. I thought it was just going to be those two going at one another. Your delight, please detail your delight when you realize this was just like them doing like regular daily challenges.
I don't know if I would call them all regular.
I suppose that's fair. Yeah, okay.
It was amazing. I was waiting for whatever the next one would be. How are they going to ramp this up?
Yeah.
I think the thumb wrestle was a good place to start. I like that they started. They weren't playing. It was just like the game had been won.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's play the thumb wrestle. It's one of the only ones that has real audio. So here we go.
Your hands too big.
That.
It sounds like he's just genuinely saying, like he's surprised.
Yeah, he's gotten out of his process and is just like naturally reacting to the size of OG's hands. I wonder if this was written for Kawhi and Kawhi said no originally.
No, I don't pick. So.
Kawhi doing a thumb war feels like it would be slightly unfair, I think.
But there's, like, if you just freeze it on that part, how much they're both just smiling.
Yeah.
Like, full teeth smiles.
Oh, it's adorable. It's adorable.
Yeah. It's the cutest thing.
I might have to, okay, I'm going to screen cap this one, and I think I might make this the cover art, because it's really, really good.
There's a lot to choose from, so, I mean, keep your screen caps, and then you can judge at the end.
That's true, that's true. Okay, so, they do the thumb wrestle, next we're on to chess.
Checkmate.
Trying to look at the board here. It looks like they played a pretty long game. It wasn't like a really quick, sort of like, tricksy checkmate made. What's strange is that it looks like DeLon's king is, like, way up. He's got nothing on his back line. His king is, like, way up. I guess it's not. It's just kind of in the middle. It's like it had to move forward one spot, like a castle came down to threaten it, perhaps. But
I knew you would do this with the chess. I just had a feeling.
Yeah. Do you buy that DeLon would beat OG at a game of chess so handily?
The way he commits to, like, when he knocks down the piece.
Yeah, it is pretty, like, it is pretty vindictive. Finesse. It's like, you large thumb asshole, I've won.
Yeah, it feels earned. Yeah. So, yeah, why not?
Okay. I do think, like, if I was to pick a Raptor who would be, like, a chess grandmaster, OG might be the guy just because he is kind of quiet and cerebral. I guess Kyle was also, like, insanely smart, and maybe he just, like, is, like, a thinking, you know, robotic computer when it comes to stuff like that. The way he sees the floor is also the way he would see a chessboard. But I'm glad DeLon got to shine here. Glad he got to do the whole wizard's chess thing and knock down the pawn or the king. I guess it's the king you kill last. I'm an idiot. Anyway, what was the next one here?
Check that out. No, check this out.
Gift wrapping.
So this was when you start to realize it's like going down a different road.
Yeah, this is not athletic whatsoever.
I'm into it. But I think it came a little too early.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking to see that 26 seconds into the 90-second runtime. Do you which of the two are you when it comes to wrapping gifts? Are you a DeLon or an OG?
We're in the middle. I think I'm OG, but I'm DeLon, and then I try to do like a big production like that, and I end up like, you know when you.
You
have too much fur and you're trying to find like growth that you cover up with tape and try and fold under. That's what I do.
Right. You cut out there for a little bit, but I think we got the gist. Yeah, I'm a...
Basically, I'm a mess.
I am a, like... I would say I'm better than a DeLon because I put the effort in. I know I'm bad at wrapping gifts and, like, the folds are always a problem and I use a million pieces of tape, but I like the effort and sort of the tactile process of wrapping a gift as opposed to just tossing it in a bag with some tissue paper on top.
I'm not buying bags. I'm trying to do the full wrap.
Yeah. And like, do you think of the wrapping when you buy the gift at all? Or is this sort of like an after process where like you're like, oh damn it, I have to wrap this thing I just bought?
Definitely after.
Okay, yeah. Although I will say I don't mind buying a book for somebody. If I find a good book for someone, I'm buying that because it's real easy to wrap.
Do you think they're going to give these gifts to each other?
I don't know because they wrap them in front of each other, so that seems kind of unlikely. It's more I would more guess they're bringing them to like a Yankee Swap type thing because they don't seem to have labels or anything like that. And it's more of a who has the better thing. Whose gift's going to get picked first at a Yankee Swap, I think. True. Seems to be the contest here. We'll move on to the next one here.
This out. Lemon's still better.
No, it's not.
That's how it's done.
Okay, so we got Cake Boss.
I win. Oh my.
So they show, it's a close-up, sort of the kind of close-up we wish we have seen with Serge Ibaka in his cooking show more often, of OG putting the finishing touches on basketball-topped lime icing cupcakes, it looks like it. And he seems very happy with himself. And you look to the side. Is the thing that DeLon puts on top of his cake actually edible? Because I don't think it is. I mean, I'm sure neither of these things are either.
Probably not.
I'm sure none of the cake is edible. But it looks like a sponge.
Sean,
what?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
I just thought you were getting really, really morose about the... Like, I thought you had like a baker friend in the past who died and it was reminding you of the baker friend or something.
No, I was just going to say I worked at bakeries in the past.
Okay.
And I know this trick, and it's like a styrofoam ball, and you cover it with fondant.
Oh. It's not like a Rice Krispie? That's what they do in the shows.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, like, what percentage of these...
I guess if it's fully edible.
Yeah. What percentage of the typical, like, ornate cake is actually edible?
I think it depends what the function is.
Right. So, Delon's cake, for example. What's the percentage of edibility here?
The bottom two tiers.
Okay. And it's just, like, covered in fondant, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. All right. You got your basic sponge... Probably some supports.
Right.
Fondant.
Support fondant. Oh, there's a British bake-off all going on here. So yeah, DeLon wins that one. We go on to the next one.
My goodness. How did you even build that? It's one of my pastimes.
Birdhouse carpentry.
DeLon is shocked.
For the visual, DeLon has a pretty nice looking birdhouse.
It looks like a little beach changing station.
Yeah, it's quaint. I like it. Beach changing station, outhouse, you know, whatever you want it to be. But OG's is enormous. It's the Drake's house of birdhouses. The line delivery there is really, really good. It's like, it's so good. Anyone who... I don't know if I would pick OG to be, like, the top guy I'd pick to be, like, a good woodworker on the Raptors. Do you have someone in mind who you think would be that?
No. Oh, CJ, maybe CJ.
Just, like, he's like a dad. He's in his workshop.
Yeah,
he's got overalls.
I guess that's what I think of it as. That's what I equate it to. I like that they don't have any... Well, I don't know what... I can't see really clearly what's on DeLon's table.
It looks like a paintbrush.
They've got their safety goggles on,
yeah,
and they don't have any tools.
It's almost like these are like the cakes that come out of the oven as soon as you put one in on one of those cooking shows. It's like, oh, this is the finished product. They have the stuff somewhere. I'm going to mute the thing now and just kind of go through.
Wait, I do have a criticism for the writers of this, just for this segment.
Yes.
It was a missed opportunity to put OG in his own goggles.
Wait, OG has goggles?
Yeah, don't you remember that it was like at the beginning of the season?
Oh, yeah, he got hit in the eye, right? Yeah. That would be pretty good. It was like the mask thing, right? Like the ugly mask? Like the Rip Hamilton thing?
It wasn't full mask.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was full mask.
Why can't I remember this even a little bit? I like... faked remembering because
I've got a picture on my phone. I'll send it to you after this.
I appreciate that. I'm gonna put the video on mute now because there's not really any more like dialogue. It's just like them going back and forth and stuff, but we'll stop for each thing. So next, it's one of my pastimes. Spinning balls on the fingers is really cute. Okay, then they go to the House of Cards building.
I want to know how much DeLon like completed, or if he was just like touching the top ones.
Yeah, like I wonder if it was like a stagehand like built it for him.
Oh, someone obviously built most of it, but like the top.
Wow, how could
I
you?
I just want to know if he put it on the top.
Wow, you're not giving DeLon much credit here. That's disappointing.
Sorry, that's true.
I will say though, like looking at his stacking, it looks quite off kilter, and not quite as symmetrical as the rest of the triangles in the stack.
Yeah, the top looks extremely weird.
It doesn't
look like the rest of it.
No, it looks... He might have put on the top two layers now that I'm looking at it. It's a little bit funky. But the bottom, like, five rungs of the pyramid are just, like, exquisitely built. OG didn't even try. Like, he could have done better than this.
This is, like, one of the highlights is how much you can tell that he's, like, waiting... Really anticipating the moment he gets to slap them off.
Oh yeah. Let's play this one. I suppose it's very quick and the audio is probably very annoying to listen to. But here we go.
It's one of my pastimes. Gotcha.
He's got this like look of glee on his face that is that's quite delightful. That I don't know if we've seen much from OG, like having that kind of look on his face. He's usually pretty like, you know, steadfast in his like seriousness about stuff. He'll smirk when he like punks a reporter, but doesn't really ever show that like unadulterated glee like that very often. So I like that. At this point, it's 19-17 for DeLon, with card stacking being the 36th event in their duel of 200 events. The next one, we have balloon art. You can probably listen to this one.
Never going to happen.
Oh. Seems like DeLon's very good at these sort of tactile tasks where it requires a lot of focus and, like, you know, craftsmanship with the fingers, right?
He's got some long, like, artistic fingers.
Yeah, there's a reason he couldn't win the Thumb Wars, because he's not a brute. He's more, he's got the art going on. He's a finesse guy when it comes to his fingers, so I'm not surprised. And also the chess, I think, kind of falls into this as well. Like, obviously, it's sort of a different thing. It's not building stuff with your fingers, but it is moving the pieces around. I don't know. That made no sense. But
I want to know what the little green animal is.
I think it's a dog, right? It's like a dog mouse.
Yeah, it's like a tall mouse.
Yeah, it looks like if there was like a bizarro Disneyland, this thing would be the mascot. Like in the what's it called in Stranger Things, like the underneath or the other
what is it called, Upside Down?
The Upside Down. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's like he's like Upside Down Mickey Mouse, but also Goofy was involved in some strange sex act to create this balloon art. All right, moving on to the next one. Oh, math. Once again,
less fun than the other events, I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
getting
really
pretty serious now.
Yeah, it would kind of go against the theme of the thing for OG to be this kind of math whiz with all these algorithms and stuff on the board and not have won at chess, because it is very much a math game. Chess is.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like that's a plot hole, I think.
Why don't you start a chess podcast?
I'm very bad. I used to be very good at chess, but I'm not anymore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There was a time.
So, I want to know what all these equations are for.
Yeah, I can't. The OG's board is kind of, like, blurry. But if anyone knows what DeLon's represents. Also, I don't think it is anything, because there's two equals signs in there, which I think is, like, improper form, because you can only have one equals, because like you have to have all the stuff on one side equal the other side. There's not three equals, so
this could be some super math that we don't know anything about.
That might be true, but in my experience, in my simpleton math, you usually have like the sides are weighted equally, so thus they are equal.
Now it's a math podcast.
Yeah, it's a math and chess podcast more than anything, really. I wonder if we'll have a Locked On Chess, or Locked On Board Games, and we can have a podcast for each one. I'll apply for the chess one. Among the other events that they skip through, some pretty good ones here. So there's math equations, dog grooming. They don't say who.
I wish
who
they had shown this one.
They don't say who won dog grooming. Who would have won dog grooming?
I think DeLon.
Again, with the sort of, like, the intricate work with the fingers and hands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. He also seems to, like, pay more attention to sort of, like, keeping his hairline kind of... Like, it's not like he has, like, a pronounced hairline or anything, but he does keep it short. I would assume he does his own hair? Or is that...
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not Fred.
I picked him out because I think... if there's like a weird or if a dog freaks out, I feel like he could handle it a little bit better.
That's fair. Really? I don't know if I agree with that, actually. I think he'd be more like squirrely as opposed to OG, who's just calm. I feel like DeLon would be trying to do like weird... Both. Like DeLon would be doing like unorthodox like patterns with his like shit, like whatever you use to like trim a dog, the trimmers or whatever. He'd be doing like Eurostep, but in like shaving pattern form. You know what I mean?
But what about when you have to get to the really gross stuff?
What do you mean the really gross stuff?
Do you not know about this?
No, I've never groomed a dog.
Where you like take your dog to the groomers, they do this thing with their anal glands.
Oh, no.
We don't need to talk about this on the show.
Didn't know we were getting to this.
Please look it up. Maybe don't look it up. But who would be better to deal with that? I don't know. Nope, neither, I think. No one.
Yeah, they're just making... Who's the rookie? I guess OG's the closest thing to a rookie on the team. Never mind. I guess maybe like they make Patrick McCaw do it. Like sub him in because he's the new guy.
already took a pay cut. He doesn't need to be doing that kind of stuff.
I was going to do a Patrick McPod? A Patrick McCaw podcast. But like, consider this your analysis. He's not going to play ever. And he's not very good, and that's fine.
Do you remember when we tried to do the Greg Monroe podcast, and we were like, how are we going to talk about this?
We did talk about Greg Monroe for half an hour. That is true. Mm-hmm. We've also talked about this Sprite commercial for almost half an hour as well, so I don't really...
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. the next one is corn husking. That goes by quick. I don't know who would win that. Lion taming. I'm guessing they didn't film that one.
They probably couldn't source the lion.
No, I don't think so. So ukulele solo is the next one. At this point, DeLon is a pretty pronounced lead. He's up 86-80 at this point, which is a bigger gap than I think we've seen at any point. And kind of shocking that he ends up losing or they end up tying at 100s after he has this pronounced six-event lead. But the ukulele solo, I think, really turns things around. It's sort of the TSN turning point for OG Anunoby, if you will. Let's hear that part again.
How does that sound? Not as good as this. That's refreshing.
Oh, so that's actually the one that gets in the tie.
That's a tie maker.
Yeah. So it's the equivalent of OG hitting that three to tie it before LeBron James ruined everyone's lives last year. So very clutch, and I appreciate it. Thoughts on the ukulele solo and his sort of his form? I don't play a guitar or ukulele. I never have.
I feel like OG's played a guitar before.
It looks like he kind of has the rhythm, the movements down a little bit. Honestly, for a second, I thought he was actually strumming. That's how he plays off the strumming. And maybe like they just dubbed in the sound afterwards. That could also be a possibility here. But like it looks kind of legit. Let me see if he's like changing the notes on his fingers. He is. Like, he doesn't have... I don't think he's playing it.
I don't think he's...
I think he could play it if it wasn't like a thing where they were pre-taping everything and they wanted to have the sound dubbed in over top. I feel like... Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't playing it in that thing, but it's like a music video where he actually did record the ukulele solo himself. Would that shock you?
Yes.
Okay.
But you never know. He could have.
I think your lack of belief in OG is disappointing to me.
I'm sorry. No, I said he's like the clear winner here. He like knows how to hold it. But I really like the way DeLon is holding the tiny ukulele.
Yeah,
makes me so happy.
It's not exactly an even playing field, right? Is it a smaller ukulele? Oh no, it's the same size. Never mind.
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay. He also the look of just like begrudging respect that DeLon gives to OG. It's pretty natural. It's well delivered. That just like little cue with the face. Let's get to the last exchange once again between these guys. And we'll have final thoughts.
I guess it's lemon and lime. Can't stay mad at you. Friends? Friends.
It's heartwarming stuff. Glad that I didn't know they were mad at each other at any point. It seemed like it was all pretty much a good fun.
Yeah, they never seemed mad.
Yeah, it was never really a debate that they cared about that much. Yeah. I do think OG carries the pretty significantly. Maybe it's just because like it's on the camera's on him when it starts, but Like his voice, it feels like his voice doing most of the ah-ing. So I guess that's nice. The ultimate question of this, Katie, it's kind of weird that we did a whole podcast on this. I'm not sure how well this is going to play for the people, but the ultimate question.
So we've done weirder.
I mean, the Chuck Hayes thing is kind of the bar, I think, for weird podcast on this one. So you're probably right. But my ultimate question to you is, are you a lemon or a lime?
Yeah, I thought about this. And I like to think I'm a lime, but I'm a lemon.
Okay. What do you think of the personality traits of a lemon and a lime? I guess it's sort of where we begin here.
I feel like lime, you're like underrated. You kind of go under the radar a little bit. You're like a little more flashy. Like a bit more funky. I think a lemon, like, I don't know.
You can put a lemon in any social situation and it's going to be fine.
I'm literally holding a lemon right now and staring
what?
At it.
What?
Thinking about.
Do you have a lime with you as well?
I don't have a lime. Okay. I got a whole bowl full of lemons. So I'm looking at them and I'm thinking about this. You're fragrant. You're a good color. High sheen. No, I don't know. I feel like, you know, lemons are like, you're kind of reliable, everyday thing.
Yeah.
Limes are like...
A little more hit and miss. Not every social situation is going to be, a place where the lime is going to thrive. But the places where it does thrive, it is the life of the party. And then there's also Bud Light Lime, so don't include that part. But everything else...
Oh, shit.
Every other...
I forgot about how much I love a Bud Light Lime.
Oh, really? You like Bud Light Lime?
I love Bud Light Lime.
You like drinking soap.
Do I say that because it's more like a lemon or a lime? What are you?
Oh, me? I'm more of a lime, I think. If I'm choosing between the two, I'm choosing a lime 1,000 times out of 1,000. Limes are just better than lemons.
But you hate Bud Light Lime.
I do hate Bud Light Lime, but I'm a beer douche, so I don't think that's surprising.
I'm not like a Bud Light Lime at all times.
Okay. Well, no, I'm like an insufferable beer douche. So, like, even the mere mention of Bud Light Lime kind of makes me turn my nose up, which is probably not one of my better traits, but it's just my lot in life. But no, if I'm choosing between the two to, like, consume, lime all the time. Lime pop is outstanding. Lime goes with Mexican food really well. Lemon, not so much.
Yes.
Lime goes with Indian food pretty well. Lemon, not so much. Like,
hope that, like, someone listening to this podcast, if there's anyone still listening by now, it listens to this and they're like, you know, no, Katie, you're a lime. I feel like you can't call yourself a lime. Someone has to tell you that you are one.
That's fair. I do think if I was... using the traits that we've ascribed to both lemons and limes, I am probably more of a lemon, admittedly, just as like a person, but I care for limes work a little bit more. I mess with it quite a bit more than lemon. This was certainly a podcast, Katie. I want to thank you.
Wait, I have one more question.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What is the event that you wish they included that they didn't?
Oh, damn. Maybe like a chug a quart of milk fastest or something like that, or just some sort of like drinking a Sprite fast. That maybe should have been like the capper, but they actually did it. I'm not sure.
That might be cute because it would just like come all out of their nose.
Yeah, because it's so fizzy, right? And they would definitely break down laughing, and then maybe they'd miss a game because they had Sprite poisoning or something, and they'd have to miss it. I don't know. What about you? Do you have one in mind that you wish you had seen?
Like a high dive.
I mean, they had line taming
or
on there.
Flower arranging.
Yeah, flower arranging. That's very much in the vein of the gift wrapping, I think. Maybe some more like physical, but like funny physical challenges. I don't know what they would be.
Like a eating contest.
Yeah,
eating contest.
And then you gotta wash it down with Sprite, obviously. Dipping hot dogs into Sprite instead of water.
Yeah.
Sprite has not paid us for this content. unfortunately.
They should.
They really should. We're doing a good job of selling it. Do you like Sprite?
Yeah, I don't like Sprite.
Yeah, it's good on like a hot day. So I would never mess with a Sprite in the winter.
Like, God, no, I mean, like, you know what horrifying. I'm going for over a Sprite if it's there? Like a Dorito.
Yeah, like a lime Dorito is the best pop. I'm convinced of this. Or any lime pop, really. Lime Crush, lime Pop Shop. Like, those are an elite pop. There's not like a lemon equivalent of any of those. There's like sparkling lemonade, I guess, but not six.
I don't need that. Yeah. Was it like, what is it?
San Pellegrino ones are good. Those ones are good.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I shouldn't have disparaged the good name of sparkling lemonade so soon, but.
I don't even know the last time I had a Sprite.
So. It's been a while, for sure. And hey, the advertising is working, apparently.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. So. I'm gonna think twice next time I'm at like a cooler and I'm picking between. I've become more of like a soda water type guy lately because I'm trying to not drink pure sugar all the time.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
But yeah, Sprite does seem like it's one of the healthier ones. No. It's got lemons and limes.
Oh. I don't think it does.
It's got very real lemons and limes. Okay. All right, this has gone on far too long. Katie, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. This is what happens when the Raptors have 2 days off for the first time in forever. We get podcasts like this, and people can deal with it. Katie, do you have anything you'd like to plug right now?
No, just an ice cold Sprite.
Ice or no ice in your Sprite?
Ice.
I fluctuate back and forth pretty heavily on the ice or no ice in the fountain pop thing.
It's if I'm out, maybe not. If I'm at a movie, if I'm home, and I brought a can home, I'm putting ice in a glass.
Really? You're doing that? I've never even considered that before.
Decadent.
That does sound like a nice little treat to yourself, though. You get to see the Sprite kind of just like popping in the glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
Try it out next time.
I think I'm going to go to the store and get a Sprite. You've won, Sprite. You have won. Coke products, you have defeated us, and your advertising has worked. Don Draper is resting somewhere happily right now. All right, that's going to do it. Katie, other than the Sprite, do you have anything you'd like to plug that you've like written or anything like that?
No. No. I feel like I'm still coming back from like a very long break. My brain is just like getting back into it.
Yeah, that's very much the time of year right now. I'll plug this podcast again. Listen to it. It's good. Apparently, if you've reached this point of the
please
podcast,
don't unsubscribe.
If you've reached this point of the podcast, you obviously like what we do, which hey, to each their own, I suppose. But thank you so much to everyone who is a listener and a supporter. I'm going to have a Patreon episode of the podcast out on Friday at some point. I'm going to do a mailbag. Got a lot of good questions in there. So stay tuned for that. If you're a Patreon subscriber, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you can be one. It's very easy. Either $2 or $5. You go to patreon.com/SeanWoodleyRaptors. For $2, you get 2 podcasts a month. And for $5, you get all the podcasts, and you get to vote on topics for Patreon podcasts as well. So if that's your bag and you want to chip me a couple bucks and support my work and you know, be nice people and forever etch your name upon my heart, please go to the Patreon page and throw me either $2 or $5, and I'd very much appreciate it. And subscribe, rate, review to the podcast on iTunes. It's all the good stuff that I always ask you to do as well. Use your smart speaker. And that's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time on Locked On Raptors.